Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
When you start something, a fun adventure, a new program or plan, a fresh commitment, or even a new year, it's easy to be excited. Fresh starts are a kind of power launch that thrust you forward. Still, with the life demands and problem solving of each day, how can you live with strategies of rest after the newness of a launch wears off? There is a kind of energy in a new start. You know, at the close of a season that may have had loss, deep disappointment, or even extreme drain, a new beginning can be a huge relief. In fact, a new beginning can actually help to close the door on a previous season. When a person desperately needs a change or fresh start, they hope, yes, that word hope, they hope for better things to come. Perhaps you hear echoes of passion, and that's another word we're going to focus on, passion. Passion for life when everything was a dawn of possibilities. You remember when the promise of opportunity gave your heart a reason to beat and put a bounce in your step. Passion and hope. Those two words, each one of them produces a certain amount of energy and makes it a bit easier to do the hard stuff. They promote problem solving. It's almost as if passion and hope enable you to reach forward to grab onto something brand new. Most people long for a sense of safety, normalcy, and balance, but they prefer that with a bit of adventure, some happy surprises, good times, and peace. The energy of a new start makes these conditions a possibility. You know, new starts can be hard to maintain. There's the reality that when new becomes the norm, discipline often starts to slip off. Daily drudgery sets in. Then, when life gets downright hard, painful, or disappointing, you may feel discouraged. You might even be tempted to give up. And once again, you realize the need to grit your teeth with resolve if you're going to finish well. Early days of passion and hope start to fade. What can be done about this cycle? Even in this cycle, passion and hope still possess energy. But notice the word energy. Energy is power, which is a depletable resource. You need new sources of power to maintain your new start. You also need daily fresh perspective, so power and perspective provide a boost needed for mental and emotional resilience. How do you get into this place? Well, it requires a decision to go after some key things. Let's talk about those. New starts are a blessing in life, and yes, we all need them, but they really do run alongside troubles, trials, and tragedies. Everyone has this experience. But let's get to the list of things that are needed to help give a fresh start to have an alive and active life. Each key point is activated by a decision that you make. Here's our list. First of all, discipline to push through. Then, accepting that drudgery and disappointment run beside good things that are still present in life. Resolve is required to keep plugged into your power. And then, passion and hope, we've talked about those already. Those are options for you at any time if you claim them. Power is another one, and it is critical. So, spend time identifying power stations to help fill your tank. Fresh perspective is another thing that gives you a boost. And then creative ideas, strategically applied, help you maintain forward momentum. So those key things again are discipline, accepting that drudgery and disappointment run along the good things, alongside the good things that are present in life. Resolve, passion and hope, power, fresh perspective, and then creative ideas. That list helps to maintain a new start. But over time, you still get tired and weary. You also need one more thing. You need rest. In fact, you need a lifestyle of regular rest to replenish the power and the perspective that's needed to run a good race and to finish well. You need strategies of rest. Here is a key statement I want to offer to you. Rest is one of your richest sources of power. We just said that you need to find out where your power stations are so you can plug in. Well, rest is one of them. So, take it. Take a rest. Every serious athlete knows that good rest is critical. Since life is a marathon and your power gets depleted, you must have strategies of rest to regain the passion and the hope that is needed. As a life marathoner, the terrain of your course has a bludgeoning effect, wearing you down a bit more each day. Fatigue interferes with your rhythm. It slows your pace, and it affects your problem-solving skills. Fatigue can trip you up. Let's think of it this way. You have the same number of hours a day and days a year that everyone does. What you may not know is this. Purposeful rest rebuilds your power. This gives you more impact, more punch. There are many practical strategies to engage purposeful rest in order to maintain your pace after a new start. Let's talk about those practical strategies of rest. We're going to talk about a list of them, just some ideas, and you can add more of your own. These all involve, again, decisions that you make to recharge your battery. In other words, you take charge of this process by doing certain things. Here we go. The first thing you can do, these are just suggestions, remember, is to take a 10 to 15 minute slot, 1 to 2 times a day, to close your eyes or even power nap. Properly engaged, this is extremely productive to fight off fatigue and discouragement. Be disciplined to set a timer and be resolved to get going again when the time is up. Another strategy, a practical strategy, is to get good sleep each night. That's critical to maintain a good start, to keep your pace, and to finish well. In fact, medical professionals recommend 7 to 8 hours a night. On to another one. A strategic break from your responsibilities helps to reboot and refresh your mind, spirit, body, and emotions. Do something different for a short break. Another one. Get a snack or a favorite cuppa and actually enjoy it. Savor the flavors. Here's another one. Good fellowship and relationships. Those help to provide a rest stop too, and you can be empowered after such a very intentional rest. And how about daily time in God's Word? That provides perspective to be at your best. His principles restore passion and hope in tangible and yet even somewhat mysterious ways. So spend time in God's Word. You could also take a 30-second mini break to practice deep breathing, to close your eyes, to stand up, sit down a couple of times. If you're doing close-up work, rest your eyes with distance. This intentional interlude engages rest. Okay, on to the list. We've got two more. When you lay down to sleep, come close to God in your heart. Eagerly lean into Him and share your heart with Him. He welcomes this intimacy, and you need it. Knowing God loves you and wants to help gives energy that revitalizes your heart. And then finally, memorizing and meditating on Scripture washes away energy drains. You know, those Klingons, energy suckers, devaluing words and actions, setbacks, and so on. Those are the black holes that can literally steal your hope and your passion. So that is a list of practical strategies of rest. But let's go on to the question of how to maintain strategies of rest, because there are certain things that really help. When you follow 7 steps that I'm going to give to you regularly, even in bumpy times, things actually will keep moving. Number 1 is to remember. Think back to a fresh start that you've had, maybe your most recent one. What changed since then? Is it good or bad? After strategic rest, what strokes would get you back on course? So that was remember. The second thing is to enjoy. Reflect on past successful memories. Just because time and fatigue take a toll doesn't mean that momentum is gone. Enjoying past successes while asking God to reboot you helps you to think forward again. So that was enjoy. Number 3, refocus. Match current strokes with your original stride to regain your momentum. You can mimic successful past strategies, and you can carve unhealthy thought patterns away and replace them with faith and hope in God. Have a can-do attitude. Number 4 is lean. Lean into God's heart by faith. Confess any sin. The closer you get to God, the more passion and hope fill you. So be deliberate in drawing close to God. He wants you to trust Him, to have a close relationship. He wants you to rest. Number 5 is reinvest. No matter how tired or stressed you are, reclaim confidence in God. His reliable power steadies you. So reinvest in your confidence in His Word. And number 6, persevere. Stand firm. Isaiah 7:9 says, "If you do not stand firm, you will not stand at all." Perseverance builds a foundation of resolve and fresh energy. Then number 7 is power nap. Yes, you have time for a 5-minute power nap, and it will refresh you at every level. So that list of 7 strategies of rest are, again, number 1, remember. 2, to enjoy. 3, to refocus. 4, to lean into God. 5, reinvest. 6, persevere. And 7, power nap. I have some application thoughts and questions for you. Let's start with this one. Always remember that God loves you and wants to help you live well. His original design is that you partner. You do not have to wear out, quit, or shut down. You can stay the course. Partner with God. And remember, strategies of rest. So some questions. First of all, do you believe that God cares about your success? About your rest? 2, do you believe that God is working where you cannot see? 3, are you measuring and strategizing your power and rest? And number 4, how many of the practical strategies of rest are you using to reboot each day? Again, those strategies, the practical suggestions that we made, and that we invited you to include some of your own. But again, they were the 10 to 15 minute slots one time a day to close your eyes or power nap, a good night's sleep, strategic breaks to give your mind and spirit and body and your emotions something different to engage in, getting a favorite snack or a favorite cuppa, good fellowship and relationships, daily time in God's Word, a 30-second mini break to practice deep breathing, close your eyes, stand up, sit down. When you lay down to sleep or even take a nap, come close to God and share with Him. And then memorizing and meditating on Scripture. So those were the practical things that we talked about. Add your own to that list. Jesus' original design as your creator is that you do life together. Because he knows our makeup, he includes regular rhythms of rest. In fact, 1/7 of the week is to be set apart to rest as the Sabbath. In the wear and tear of life, Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened. I will give you rest." From Matthew 11, verse 28. Why not take him up on Strategies of Rest?
You've been listening to Brenda Wolfe with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, shareable images, and more, as you navigate life's challenges and issues. Sign up on our email list to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.